With voting season now well underway, we're following a number of tight Senate races around the country as part of our Here and Now Senate Tracker series. In deep red Mississippi, the Democratic candidate for Senate, Mike Espy, is far outraising the Republican incumbent, Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith. And political analysts say it could actually be a close race. Jeff Pender is senior political reporter at Mississippi Today. He's in Jackson. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Peter.
And how remarkable is it that we're even having this conversation about a close Senate race in Mississippi 2 weeks out from Election Day? The state hasn't sent a Democrat to the Senate in more than 30 years.
That's correct. Yeah, of course it is 2020, so anything's possible. But Espy has been campaigning hard really ever since 2018, his defeat then. So, yeah, a lot of people are tuning into this race. A little bit of outside money coming in, and I guess some people waking up to the possibility of flipping a seat blue here.
All right, well, let's get to know the candidates just a little bit more. Cindy Hyde-Smith, of course, has the clear advantage of history on her side. As you say, it's a rematch. She got the job in 2018 in a special election to fill the seat of the retiring Senator Thad Cochran. Here's one of her campaign ads describing what she's done in Washington.
I haven't focused on the daily political drama of Washington, D.C. I focused on getting things done for you, like growing our economy with lower taxes, reducing regulations, and helping farmers and small businesses bounce back during these uncertain economic times.
What is Senator Hyde-Smith's record in the Senate, and what's she running on in 2020?
She's running on in 2020, two words could probably sum it up, Donald Trump.
Really?
He remains very popular in Mississippi. He obviously in 2018 helped her greatly, made several campaign stops here for her. And she, I believe, feels like she's sitting on a lead based on how Mississippi votes in presidential elections and trying to hang on to that lead and not do anything that's going to rock the boat or endanger it.
Her opponent, Mike Espy, former congressman, former Secretary of Agriculture under President Clinton, and he spoke about his record in a recent ad. Let's listen.
I passed laws with Republicans like Thad Cochran and President Reagan to bring good jobs here. And as Secretary of Agriculture, I opened markets for Mississippi all around the world.
Now, Espy would be the first black senator from Mississippi since Reconstruction. If he wins, what kind of case is he making to voters?
His major issue is health care, which is always a huge issue in Mississippi, poor state, lacking access and affordability. And he's been campaigning hard, and he's got to put together a coalition of black and white voters. He's got to really get the black voter turnout. Last time, he ended up 32.5%. With that turnout, and he's got to get it up to at least 35%. He appears to be doing pretty well with female voters, and that includes white female voters, and some of his most recent advertising is targeting that demographic, obviously.
Well, the numbers show that he's also far outraised Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, which
yes.
is interesting that he's beating out a Republican incumbent in this race. But you know, what's the realistic chance that Mike Espy becomes Senator Espy in Mississippi?
That's, a lot of unknowns in this race and in this time. COVID-19, what's that going to do with turnout? But it is possible. You know, Mississippi has an African-American population, voting age population of around 37%. He's pretty assured of winning most of that vote. The campaign finance you mentioned, he has shattered many records in Mississippi recently. He, for this last quarter, outraised Hyde-Smith 4-1. More than 4-1. He raised $4 million. She raised $815,000. Converting that to votes is another thing, but that is huge.
Can't hurt. Jeff Pender, senior political reporter at Mississippi Today. Thanks very much.
Sure. Thank you.